The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in South Africa's expansive property industry. Our latest episode takes a prop tech slant as we look at the growing trend of bond switching in the residential property market, especially now with not only new players in the home loans market, but interest rates remaining at a more than 10-year high. The South African Reserve Bank's next repo rate decision is at the end of the month. The May MPC has not moved, even though the elections are on the 29th. And the general expectations are that it will remain at 8.25%. That's the repo rate. How does PropTech relate to bond switching, you ask? Well, to share some insights is Clive Bredenkamp, IT executive at PropTech Specialist E4. Welcome to the Property Pod, Clive.
Thanks, Irene. Good to be here.
I suppose it's self-explanatory bond switching, but can you give us some of a deeper explanation on this trend and highlight how it's growing in the market?
Yeah, sure. So, bond switching has been around for many years. It's not really a new concept. It's probably been around for the time in which home loans have been granted to customers. So what it typically is where a customer is with a particular institution and they decide for whatever reason to move that debt to another lender. So they could be consolidating their debt with their favorite bank, or they could be simply looking for a better interest rate. And what it involves is a bank literally buys out the debt from another lender. That instruction then goes to the deeds office and an endorsement is lodged in the deeds office over the same property. The title deed changes hands and you're then bonded with another bank. And I think why it's a growing trend right now, I think we've got a convergence of two things. One is digitization, which we could get into later, but the other is we're actually in a relatively high interest rate cycle. And when I say interest rate, the prime lending rate has gone from roughly 7% in the peak of COVID to 11.5% now, which is effectively a 4.75% increase on a home loan, which is significant depending on the size of your loan, of course. But while customers are under inflationary pressure, you know, having an interest rate that's high, it's attractive to shop for a better rate. And this is a practice we see in the UK where over the lifespan of a bond, a home loan can be changed 3 to 4 times over its lifespan, and essentially customers can shop around. And that concept doesn't really exist in South Africa. You know, there may be a handful of bond switches, but the idea of shopping around for a better rate 3 to 4 times, as in the UK, is a relatively new concept.
Well, you went to my next question there. I was actually going to talk about the UK versus South Africa, but within the context of new players coming into the market as a new competition, as it were, for the traditional banks, you can drop a few names there. Discovery has been quite vocal about how they want to target their Discovery Health clients, and Capitec is also making some moves, and other digital banks in various areas, not just home loans. Perhaps you want to share now how, as an executive of the PropTech Specialist E4, how your company fits into this whole space and this growing trend of bond switching.
Yes, let me tell you, I try not to drop names because these banks are our customers, so it's always quite sensitive. But essentially, you know, as I said earlier, it's a convergence of two things. Not only are the interest rates high, but also digitization is at a very advanced stage now. And so these new lenders, they're really looking to gamify a home loan, and that's specifically around the rate. So one of the lenders you mentioned came out recently offering up to 1% reduction in rate based on certain conditions. Now, there's a lot of details around that 1%. You know, it goes up in increments of 0.125% and 0.2%. You know, so there's a lot of gamification around how invested you are with the bank. And I think you know, these emergent banks are also offering better platforms, you know, versus the a lot of the traditional banks have their traditional systems, which, you know, they're on a journey to digitize and improve efficiencies. But when you're a new lender, you're able to come in with new technology from the get-go, which just helps you really be agile in terms of how you could pivot your offerings. And added to that, it's quite easy nowadays to pick the good debt. You know, the data searches and the availability of information means that you're able to really pick the good debt out of the bad. And as a new lender, you only want to get the new debt. And so I think that's what they're after.
And your company, how does it fit into this whole space? Because it's not a property company.
Yes, yeah, so Ren, we're a tech company. We've been around for 25 years. And we really started out at a time 25 years ago where the home buying process, the conveyancing process was very paper-based. So South Africa has a very advanced conveyancing system as far as the safeguards for buyers, our legal stance on home buying. But 25 years ago, it was very paper-based. And so E4 was really created to start to digitize the property transfer process. And over those years, we've essentially become quite a key conduit between the banks and conveyancers, where all those documents that were originally couriered via paper are now digital. We generate all the documentation. We now facilitate the e-signatures, so the electronic signing of those documents, so that they remain digital. And then obviously, as that data flows into the deeds office, we facilitate that process. And so we really see ourselves as a strategic partner to lenders to facilitate the home buying process, and then ultimately creating a better customer experience for those lenders.
Well, prop tech is quite a big word in the property industry at the moment. So it's good to see how a real world example of how prop tech is assisting. Moving on, how significant is this disruption, as it were, for the banking sector around bond switching? What's the expected impact to be, especially considering, as you mentioned earlier, in the UK, it's quite advanced, but here bond switching doesn't seem to be as big and maybe has a lot of room to grow.
Yeah, well, I think, so the world's becoming a digital village. And so everything's becoming a lot more transportable from, you know, continent to continent in terms of how we use tech. And traditionally in South Africa, a home loan has been a 20-year commitment to an institution. You know, if I think back in the day, one was largely loyal to a particular lender. You did all your banking with that lender. It was your go-to bank for a home loan. You know, I think most of us, when we're shopping for a home loan, go and look at the other banks and ask the question, get the best rate, and then come to the bank we are loyal to and we enjoy, and ask them to match that rate. And I think with consumers under pressure, that loyalty factor easily goes out the window. You know, if you look at the numbers, which you could look at just now, getting an improved rate really stacks up in terms of your monthly commitment. And so bond switching and the adoption in South Africa and the excitement around and the opportunities are really going to force lenders to take a look at the package of a home loan, not just what rate they're giving over what time, but they've actually got to look at the accompanying services, things like how they're packaging insurance, how they're packaging services around moving services, plumbing services, renovation services, all those additional value adds, and especially on top of that, the reward system that can come with gamifying a rate. And we know one of the big banks you mentioned are very big on their reward system, and so being able to reward a customer for healthy activity, healthy behavior, and also from buying your other products is going to become quite key. And then also to be able to do this instantly and at the click of a button, be able to give a prospective buyer a rate without them waiting, you know, 3, 4, 5 days to get a rate from a lender. Customers now want to go online and get that rate immediately. And so part of that is, how do they get the data to be able to give the customer that rate while they're on the line or on the digital platform?
Do you have insight on how easy it is for someone to switch bond from one bank to another? Surely there are penalty fees, and you know, one would think historically the banks would have made it quite difficult to change. So how easy is it?
Yeah, well, Serena, is getting easier and easier. If you think about your traditional home loan, to register a new home loan takes between 45 and 65 days. That obviously involves a transfer of the property from one owner to the other, rates clearance, all sorts of things. Now, when it comes to bond switching, you're essentially just replacing an endorsement from one bank to the other. So it does have to go through the deeds office. But the ongoing digitization of the process is making this easier and easier as time goes by, and it's exponentially getting quicker to do. On the banking side, it's also a lot easier to establish the credit worthiness of a customer now, with all our information being available through through credit houses. In fact, our sister company Searchworks is the largest aggregator of credit data in South Africa. And to be able to do a credit search to determine whether a customer is a customer in good standing and good debt, it really can be done at the click of a button. And you know, then when it comes to the actual costs involved, so there are costs, you know, there are conveyancing costs that come into play, there are deeds office fees that are applicable. But what we're seeing even now is that a lot of banks are choosing to absorb those costs because they see the value in bringing your home loan over, you know, over the course of 5, 10, 15, 20 years. It makes complete financial sense for the bank to take on that cost to make it easier for the customer to switch.
So I didn't think about that, about the bank actually absorbing some of those costs, because it's over a number of years and the interest rate, the benefits there. Thanks for that insight. I'm not sure if you want to add anything further. This is a question more for banks, but I'm sure you have some insights into some of the savings a person who has a bond and wants to switch can achieve. We've asked this question a number of times, especially with high interest rates, to real estate agents. But from your side, do you want to highlight some of those the benefits of the savings, say a 2 million rand bond over 20 years?
Yeah, sure. So let's take a 2 million rand bond. If you bought a home in the peak of COVID, which was the year 2020, 2021, and you bought a home at the low of 7%, a 2 million rand loan, you'd be paying 15,500 rand a month. Now, with an increase to 11.75% on prime lending rate, which is a 4.75% increase, you'd be paying 21,680 rand. So that's a 6,200 rand per month increase from when you bought your home 3-4 years ago. So I think there are a lot of consumers that are, you know, under pressure because they were excited with the low rates 4-5 years ago, and now they're having to pay significantly more than they'd planned to. And so the enticement of a 1% drop in that interest rate means that that consumer is saving 1,400 rand a month. So where they've been paying an extra 6,200 rand from when they bought the property, they're able to reduce that by 1,400 rand, and that's nothing to laugh at. If you then look at a 5 million rand loan, for example, the difference between buying during COVID and now is an additional 15,420 rand a month that you have to find, and a 1% drop is 3,500 rand. So, you know, I think, like I said earlier, your loyalty to your traditional bank when you're under pressure does tend to go out the window, and being enticed by a half a percent or a percent, I think is going to really impact the way customers start to look at debt.
Well, it's something to watch, and I suppose your company is also a company to watch in the prop tech space. Clive, appreciate your time on the podcast. That was Clive Bredenkamp, IT executive at PropTech Specialist E4.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.